It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy, and I am so happy that you're here right in the middle of a war in your can. Actually, we're not in the middle of it. It's not our war, but we're certainly interested in it because the press keeps throwing it in our face. And you know, there is some oppression going on. It's been happening for thousands of years. And maybe we should feel like we're somewhat responsible because we really are. But we're good, though. We've got a solution. We're going to be sending in Kamala Harris, our vice president, to solve the problem, just like she solved the border problem. They sent her over there and they said, here, we've got a problem at the border. Make sure you go check it out. And that's what she did. She went and checked it out and she solved the problem. And I guess she's good at borders. So they're sending it over her over to Ukraine and she's going to solve the problem. She's our vice president. So, you know, everybody's going to listen to her because she's the second person in command underneath Joe Biden. Everybody listens to him. So I want you to watch this clip. Now, Fox News put this clip together. So I'm not trying to be political. This is actually a little bit tongue in cheek, right? But I just think this is so funny that, you know, we have this really serious thing with millions of people being displaced, with people's bank accounts being frozen, with people being killed and bombs going off in a country. And a real calamity is starting to happen in another country. And we're sending in probably our most unserious person to solve the problem. I don't know how much gravitas she has around the world. I find it to be interesting that this is the choice rather than sending the president or sending somebody with some serious demeanor, they send this person. Take a look.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree.
This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I mean, I don't
thank you guys. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
She, her, and her.
She would look down at me and, Kamala, what do you want? What do you want? And I looked back up at her and I said, freedom.
You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes, I'm telling you.
We must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, but also see it as a moment, yes, to together.
It is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip hop. Like, what do you want to know?
So what do you think? Like, this is our person that I think she's like a BS artist or whatever. Like, I don't think even if you voted for her, whether you didn't, it doesn't really matter to me. You can't look at this person and go, oh, this person is going to be able to interface with high level people around Europe and Putin and be able to really solve this problem and figure out a way to credibly, you know, take care of the whole Ukraine Russia situation. Like, I don't think if you're thinking clearly, you can really think that. Maybe you can. Anyway, my opinion, I can't possibly look at this person. I just think it's funny that this is what we do. We're obviously not serious about being involved in solving this problem, right? If we were, we would say, okay, let's turn on the pipeline. Let's start to drill a little bit more. Let's figure out ways to get oil under control. We've got an inflation problem that's going to get 10 times worse. Oil hit $115 a barrel today. Never thought I'd be saying that this year, right? There was a time a couple of years ago where it was minus dollars, right? They paid you to buy oil, right? But for a while, you know, a couple of years ago, it was at $46 a barrel for a long time, pretty stable. We were paying $2.249 a gallon. Now it's going to $5 and in $6 in California. You're going to see $10 gas, I think, by the end of the year. Why? Well, you know, we've got some global warming and let's shut off all the nuclear plants because they're so bad for the environment. They're not.
They're actually one of the cleanest forms of energy that we have. But the Germans were like, yeah, let's shut them off and we'll turn on our windmills and our solar panels. And now they're really screwed because now they've got to rely on Russia to give them oil and gas. And since the United States decided to shut off their capacity, when we were the world's producer of oil, now we're a net importer of oil. We've got to import Russian oil. So our costs are going to go up. That means we're competing against the Europeans. So their costs are going to go up. Like, nobody's got a plan. Or if they do, this is the plan. The plan is to make it so expensive to drive a car that you're just going to throw your car away and go buy an electric vehicle. By the way, you forgot that electricity is produced by a lot of other things other than the sun and the wind, which only work part of the time. Anyway, I'm getting off on this, but to me, this is a whole podcast about how serious are we as a nation? How serious are we as a world of creating stability? Now, we don't have stability anymore. We have the potential for a madman that's going to explode some nukes because we wanted to get rid of our electric, you know, our gas cars and go to electric cars, or because we wanted to put a few more solar panels in. You know, like, nobody's really thinking of the repercussions of being a weak power. And the United States, in my opinion, love this country, but we're at the end of our strength. We're at the end of being a superpower in the world. The new superpowers in the world are Russia and China. That's the way it is. Everybody that is in Europe, they're weak. Germany is now, you know, reliant on Russia and China, right? And like, if you started to look at the world politics, you would see this all makes total sense. This is all calculated. Everybody makes fun that Trump, you know, gave a compliment to Putin. All he did was say the guy's a genius, right? Like, you don't have to like him to know that he's got a plan, right? And his plan seems to be working. He's driving everybody else's oil prices up higher, and we're financing his war because we're paying more. We're paying $1 billion a day to Russia by just driving around in our cars so that he can fund this war. Are we going to stop driving around in our cars? Oh, maybe we should have thought of that before we empowered this plan. So say what you want about him or say what you don't want about him. But the plan, the point is, he's got a plan in his mind, and his plan is probably way, way, way ahead of the people, like the person that I just showed you, who's supposed to be the person that's going to go to Europe and solve all of these problems. Because when she went there before a couple of months ago, she said she had it under control. Don't worry, it's all good. We got it under control. I'm going to go ahead and rein everybody in. And now you see what has happened. So we're clearly not serious about it, and it's affecting our wallets. This is the Wealth Architect Podcast, and I want you to know, whatever you think about politics, at the end of the day, it comes down to money. And so you're going to be spending way more money on the things that you buy. One of the things you buy is oil, and everything else that you buy relies on oil, right? Everything gets trucked to your store. So when the store is paying more for diesel and gas and truckers, you're going to be paying more for your lettuce and your eggs and your meat and your dairy, right? So don't think this is Putin over there doing something. This is affecting your wallet, right? This is affecting your wallet. Our foreign policy is affecting your wallet. And this is the way we're handling it. I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.